For a moment, Orlando stood counting, gazing, recognizing. That was his father's house, that his uncle's. His aunt owned those three great turrets among the trees there. The heath was theirs, and the forest, the pheasant and the deer, the fox, the badger, and the butterfly. He sighed profoundly and flung himself at the foot of the oak tree. He loved, beneath all this summer transiency, to feel the earth's spine beneath him. For such he took the hard root of the oak tree to be, the back of a great horse that he was riding, or the deck of a tumbling ship. It was anything, indeed, so long as it was hard, for he felt the need of something which he could attach his floating heart to, the heart that tugged at his side, the heart that seemed filled with spiced and amorous gales every evening about this time when he walked out. Gradually the flutter in and about him stilled itself. The little leaves hung, the deer stopped. The pale summer clouds stayed. His limbs grew heavy on the ground, and he lay so still that by degrees the deer stepped nearer, and the rooks wheeled round him, and the swallows dipped and circled, and the dragonflies shot past, as if all the fertility and amorous activity of a summer's evening were woven web-like about his body.